Hi everybody, thanks for joining us for this episode of the GovCon video blog. And in this episode, we're going to talk about DoD's enhanced post-award debriefings. Now, we cover debriefings and debriefing rules in a couple of webinars that are posted on the firm's website. And in our webinar on debriefing rules, we touched on two significant aspects of debriefings. Now, first, debriefings give contractors an opportunity to learn what they did right in their proposals and where they fell short so they can better position themselves for future solicitations. And second, debriefings can impact the deadlines for filing bid protests with an agency or with GAO because the clock on some of those deadlines don't begin to run until after a required debriefing has taken place. Now, in that webinar on debriefing rules, we also touched briefly on the enhanced post-award debriefing rights that defense contractors have under a class deviation that was issued by DoD in March of 2018. So just a few words on that class deviation. Now, DoD issued that class deviation after the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2018 became law. And NDAA 2018 provided DoD contractors with several enhancements or additional rights with regard to DoD post-award debriefings. So the class deviation was kind of a quick way for DoD to implement some, but not all of the NDAA 2018 enhanced post-award debriefing rights. Well, more recently, in March of 2022, nearly all of the NDAA enhancements were formalized into post-award debriefing rules that were adopted in DFARS and that are intended to supplement the standard post-award debriefing rights under FAR Part 15. So in this episode of the GovCon video blog, we're going to go over four things that government contractors should know about the enhanced post-award debriefing rights under DFARS. So the first thing that contractors should know is that under the enhanced post-award debriefing rules, under DFARS, protest deadlines can be extended up to 7 days, but only if the DoD contractors submit timely follow-up questions after their debriefings. So the DFARS enhanced debriefing rules implement an enhancement under NDAA 2018, which gives DoD contractors 2 business days after any required debriefing to submit follow-up questions to the DoD agency. And as mandated under NDAA 2018, the DFARS rules require that the agency provide written responses within 5 business days after receiving the questions. And those DFARS enhanced debriefing rules also provide that a DoD agency can consider the debriefing to be concluded only after the agency has delivered its written responses to the contractor's questions. Now, the enhanced debriefing rules also adopt a mandate under the NDAA 2018, which says that the 5-day deadline for obtaining a CICA stay on contract performance by filing a bid protest doesn't begin to run until after the agency delivers its written responses to the contractor's questions. But for all practical purposes, for any protest deadline that's tied to the debriefing date, the 7-day question and answer period under the enhanced debriefing rules delays the running of the clock up to 7 business days. So what if a contractor doesn't submit any questions during the 2-day window to submit questions? Does the clock start on the debriefing date or does it start at the end of the 2-day window? Well, both NDAA 2018 and the DoD class deviation were silent on this issue. And for a time, there was some confusion about what happens in these instances. But the enhanced DFARS debriefing rules have cleared things up by adopting a position that was taken in a recent Federal Circuit decision. So the new DFARS rules now indicate clearly that if no timely questions are submitted to an agency, the debriefing will be considered to be concluded on the date of the debriefing. So to get the benefit of any delay During the question and answer period, contractors have to submit timely questions to the agency. The second thing that contractors should know is that under the DFARS Enhanced Debriefing Rules, DoD contractors may be entitled to receive the DoD agency's written source selection decision documents. So, as we mentioned in our webinar on the debriefing rules, under FAR 15.506D, agencies are required to provide at least six categories or buckets of information during a debriefing. Well, as mandated by NDAA 2018, under the DFARS Enhanced Debriefing Rules, in certain instances, some defense contractors may be entitled to receive one additional category of information, and that's namely the agency's written source selection determination. So under what circumstances must an agency turn this over at a debriefing? Well, there are two instances. First, if a contract award exceeds $100 million, the agency must disclose this information in any debriefing with any bidder. And in these instances, bidders are automatically entitled to the information and they don't have to request it. And second, if a contract award is between $10 million and $100 million and the debriefed contractor is a small business or a non-traditional contractor, the agency must turn over this information. But in this instance, the contract has to request the written source selection document. It's not automatically provided. The third thing that government contractors should know is that under the DFARS Enhanced Debriefing Rules, successful bidders can request post-award debriefings. Now, technically, this is more of a clarification than an enhancement because under the standard debriefing rules under FAR Part 15, successful bidders may request debriefings. Now, in any event, the opportunity to ask follow-up questions and possibly have rare access to the source selection determination documents can give bidders a good insight into how an agency evaluates proposals. And so even successful bidders should seriously consider requesting a debriefing and obtaining the source selection documentation when they can. So the fourth thing the contractor should know is that under the DFARS rules for enhanced post-award debriefings, DoD contractors are required to be provided debriefings upon request for contract awards that are over $10 million and for multi-award contracts with task or delivery orders that exceed $10 million. So two things to keep in mind. First, this requirement, which again is mandated by NDAA 2018, requires DoD agencies to provide debriefings for any contracts or orders over $10 million, including any contracts or orders for commercial items, including commercially available off-the-shelf items. Now, because the standard debriefing rules under FAR Part 15 apply to contracts under $10 million but don't apply to commercial item contracts, there's still a segment, and namely, commercial item contracts under $10 million, for which DoD contractors may not have a right to a debriefing. And second, there may be a tendency to conflate the enhanced right that we talked about earlier, the right to submit questions and receive agency responses after a debriefing. There may be a tendency to conflate that right with the right under DFARS to debriefings for contracts or orders over $10 million. But the right to submit questions and receive responses from DoD agencies that we talked about earlier applies to any required debriefing by a DoD agency. So if a DoD contractor is entitled under FAR Part 15 but not under DFARS, to a debriefing of an award that's, say, for example, less than $10 million, the contractor is still entitled to submit questions within 2 days of the debriefing and to receive agency responses. Well, that's all I have for today's GovCon video blog. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you come back for our next installment.